You might be listening to this story in your car. And if you're in your car in Austin, there's an even better chance you're stuck in traffic. And you're probably sick of it. So, what can be done? If you believe some folks pushing for Proposition 1, the proposed new light rail line could help.
It's just going to have a huge impact on the overall traffic that we have in this community.
That's Greg Hartman,
President of External Affairs and Research in Academic Medicine for Seton Healthcare Family.
He's also treasurer for the Let's Go Austin Political Action Committee. They're supporting Prop 1 with a catchy slogan you might have seen around town: traffic bites, bite back.
You can argue about, you know, this route or that route. The ultimate thing, though, is we've got to get something started here. We begin to take cars off the road, which is what this route does.
Selling mass transit as a way to ease traffic congestion is nothing new. But is it accurate? Does putting in a light rail line actually do anything to ease traffic? Opponents of the project, like Jace Deloney, say ultimately, no, it doesn't.
We're never going to solve congestion. Congestion is a symptom of a successful city.
Deloney is a transit advocate and board member on Austin's Urban Transportation Commission. He says he opposes the project because it's too costly and poorly planned.
If you look at any successful city across the entire world, you have congestion. This rail proposal won't change the situation on I-35 like it's sort of been pitched at. And I think it's dishonest to say that it will.
I know what you might be thinking at this point. The old whiplash style of reporting. One side says one thing, another says the other, and we don't ever get an answer. Don't worry, this isn't going to be that kind of story. Because it turns out there is a consensus on this issue. We actually know whether transit projects like Proposition 1 have a real impact on congestion.
When the road gets emptied out by other modes or carpooling or anything like that, it tends to fill up with other drivers.
That's Jeff Wood,
principal at the Overhead Wire, a consulting firm in San Francisco, California.
Wood says this phenomenon is called induced demand.
Basically, the road fills up again with car drivers because the road becomes less empty. So you see this in cities all over the country where we reduce the number of people that are driving, but then the drivers fill up that space again.
And if you don't believe transit experts like Wood, maybe you'll believe the guy in charge of coming up with Austin's rail proposal.
Can we solve the congestion problem? And that is something that, quite honestly, doesn't ever really get solved.
Kyle Cahey is Urban Rail Project Lead for Project Connect.
This isn't a fix. It's an alternative too. We need to be able to provide alternatives to being stuck in your car, on your roadway.
Right now, Austin is the fourth most congested city in the country, right between New York and San Francisco. Both places that, like Austin, are highly desirable for people to live in. They also have more robust transit systems that many in Austin envy. More options if you don't want to sit in traffic and opt to take mass transit instead. But still, plenty of congestion. So if light rail and road expansions won't solve the problem of traffic, what will? One option is an economic downturn. Detroit, for instance, isn't seeing much traffic these days. But obviously, Austin doesn't want to go down that road. So what else can we do? Wood says one option is called congestion pricing. Basically, charge drivers to use the roads when they're busiest. Here's how it could work for I-35.
You switch the designation of I-35 to SH-130, and then you congestion price into the center of the city. Or through traffic on I-35, and you might actually see an appreciable result in terms of reduced congestion on I-35.
Charging people just for the privilege of driving into the city? It's an idea that's had success in major cities like London. It would face an uphill battle in a place like Austin, of course. Oh, and it could well be unconstitutional. But either way, Wood notes,
you're paying for it either way. You're going to lose time in your car, which, as the Texas Transportation Institute says, it costs billions of dollars a year, or you're going to lose money by paying for the road to be open.
So, did you move much further along on your commute today? Me neither. Terrence Henry, KUT News.